Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. This is the voice
of Big Facts Friday.
DJ Scream. Big Facts Friday is here. Big Bang, Baby Jade, OG Shante, Kodak, Shai Jones and Kashiji with the Crocs and shit. What's our topic today?
Who decided that certain shit was whatever? Who the fuck said that fuck was a cuss word?
Jesus.
Just don't put that on that man.
It's a cuss word.
But why the fuck is cuss words even cuss words?
They say
not words.
All right, so look, I'm going to tell you why. Because they think some words.
Why the fuck is words?
Let me tell you why. They say
why do we wear clothes?
They say some words carry bad energy. That's why they call it curse words. They say
Who the fuck determined the energy of the fuck?
The witches and shit that came before. I don't know, nigga.
You don't know. Shut the fuck up, Kodak. I don't know. Why the fuck?
I think that shit came along. If you're talking about wordplay, I think that shit came along just like how our words came along in our culture. Like, what's foul? What's hard? Or what's whack? You know what
but
I'm saying?
But who was put in place to determine the validity of these words?
I'm talking about in our culture, it's probably just some niggas on the block that came up with a word for
Well, people now trying to redefine it. Where did drip come from?
Where did drip and swag and all that
shit come from? Those words are fairly new. Yeah, but they was already words, though. Who the fuck invented...
drip. The original drip.
Who said D?
Drip, y'all. Yeah.
D is duh.
Duh. Who made the alphabet?
Who say you put D together alpha. And say dirt?
That's some Greek shit. So look, every word in the alphabet start with the word that it is, right? But W start with D. How the fuck that shit come... And it's not even double U's, it's double V's.
W.
Look at how the W look like this, right? That ain't W. That's not a W, that's a double V.
Nah, but see, if you put W in a word, it says William. It doesn't say W.
No, when you say V, you're saying W should be two U's together. F start with an E.
Wait a minute.
It's an F in that motherfucker. Ain't no W in W. Somebody put some fentanyl on it.
Who said that you supposed to chew with teeth?
How we know?
Who the first person put some in their mouth and chewed it up?
Bang.
I'm just saying, like, how the fuck?
How you gonna eat?
You swallow that motherfucker.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody just swallowed the
teeth. Why the fuck do we? So we got teeth, so all this shit just a miracle. So we got teeth to eat, right?
No, it's by design. Yeah, you evolve. What you're getting at is it's definitely by design.
Yeah, this shit is a miracle bracelet, right?
Okay, so if that's the case, then who the fuck invented oral sex?
By design.
That was a nasty motherfucker.
It's by design.
By design.
How was that by design?
No, you hold on. Wait,
what?
Extreme to it.
Huh?
You got
Scream got a contact. Yeah, I know I got one.
It's by design.
I know I got one.
What? That is by design.
All that shit is.
No, she said who was the first bitch to stick a dick in her mouth?
Yeah.
And how she knew it was you gonna made it yoke it out.
And how did the nigga know that sensation was gonna make him feel sensational?
Who the first nigga? It probably was a nigga said, hey, suck that.
A lot of shit come from, if, I feel like, if you put...
Because you know them saltines be having them little itty-bitties.
Oh, goodness. If you put two people on the island, then nature will occur.
Man, that shit.
You put a man and a woman on an island.
They're gonna figure out how to explore each other. They're gonna explore each other.
Nature will occur. Shit'll start happening.
Yeah. So somebody.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nature.
But how did they go? How did they go there though?
But like, what is nature?
Nature is what's natural.
That's a bullshit. That's a bullshit answer.
No, seriously, you think about it. Okay, I just witnessed childbirth.
That's true.
The child comes out just breathing and swallowing and hungry.
Yeah.
As fuck. Straight out the womb. That's just natural. That's some shit we can't explain. But when you're talking about...
Yeah, that's what I'll take that better. Some shit we can't explain. Yeah.
What
that's just like saying fucking testicles are testicular.
Huh?
Like, come on.
How you
like,
talking about how you came up with a name for that?
Yeah, like...
You talk about that. That's not philosophy, but like who made... Why is that blue and not red?
Because?
Somebody said it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
They labeled it blue.
But you know there are colors we can't see?
What?
The human.
How the fuck is it a color?
Let me tell you why. Like animals can see, they have a wider eye spectrum.
Oh yeah, I can go for that.
Yeah, animals have a wider eye spectrum. So there are things that.
So they have basically have a more extensive.
But who's the fuck? Sure. Who the fuck said that we supposed to be in the houses and dogs supposed to be in doghouses?
I'm glad it's that way because we're smarter.
Nah, real shit. Why we? Why we not animals?
Smarter than us and could put us on a leash, we would be goddamn their
pets. No, but I would assume.
Can't really say that.
No, I would assume that it's because we're maybe like a little bit bigger.
Got that leash. You don't think they would put us
on a
leash?
We're a little bit bigger.
No, we're smarter.
We're not bigger than elephants. Why the fuck an elephant don't stay in the house?
We're smarter.
Why elephants don't live in the house?
Because we're smarter.
I don't know, dog.
We're smarter.
Hold on, so.
Make shit happen.
So how we gonna say they don't think?
Well, we're smarter. Like we can make decisions and like just smarter.
Whatever sounds like, they're making. What if the sounds that they're making is the same thing as with the sounds that we're
like
making
language,
right now?
To them, it's language. Is like that.
That's what I'm saying. So
they don't have a structured society. Now there's a place where you can go.
Would they not structure because we structure
that?
Them.
No, that's not true. That's nature.
Ants do have a structured society.
Who?
Ants and bees.
Yeah, but they little as fuck.
We are a being that took initiative to do some bullshit. Push them out. We're gonna push dogs out. Huh? Not dogs. I'm talking about the other animals.
We domesticated.
Like, I'm talking about like monkeys and all that shit.
We sectioned them out. You're right.
We sectioned them out and made buildings and shit. And this is no animals can't come out.
That's
so
why
so
Nick, looking at you crazy a few weeks ago.
Just imagine if all this shit was free game.
So wait. Hold on. Before, let me ask you this. Because I thought that I was the only person that was going through this. So the deer that be at your house, they've been tripping lately too?
Pull up and start eating my grass, all that shit.
And they don't run no more.
No.
The deer at my house don't run no more either. They just stand there and look at me.
What you gonna do? I got two choices. You can't kill a deer either if you're in the city.
Shit.
So I can't do that. My neighbors ain't, you know.
Nah, but I'm scared of them because they're like really strong and big in real life. Yes.
They'll kick you in your dog.
Yes.
So just take, if all the deers get together and just start kicking niggas.
Yeah, I'm screaming.
And feel like, shit, we want to stay in house.
What the fuck going on here?
What? KL.
In reality, we got weapons. Them deer don't stand a chance. One buckshot is over for the deer. We got shit like that, but in the old world,
they really wanted to though. If they could get that shit together, they would fuck us up.
Oh, we fucked up.
Straight up.
No, I seen that. I went to the Thanksgiving. We went to the whatever the curb market or some shit. I seen how they had that shit. I said, I just get my food done. When I seen all that shit, bro, that shit really did something to me.
The butcher.
You know, like how you go and see they had all different type of animals, snails and all type of shit that I never seen, skint and shit. Like,
yeah.
It's like, snails. Man, niggas just eating anything. Like,
people eat octopus.
They had octopus. What they had chicken feet and all type of like, I don't like that kind of like.
I mean, if you
that shit like made me every time I eat chicken, now I be feeling like. Eat some bullshit for real.
Yeah.
That shit just good though. Nah, I ain't gonna say it gonna make me stop. It grosses me out though.
Yeah.
Certain shit I just can't eat no more. Like, Yeah. I can eat chicken and all that shit forever, but I'm starting to think like, a nigga done cut these four eyes and shit off so it won't feel like, why niggas ain't eating the eyes then?
People do eat the eyes.
Some people do eat the eyes.
Other cultures.
I can't do that shit. I've seen fish without.
Like, if you get if you get some red snapper, people eat the eyes.
I ain't eat the eye, but I just ate Japanese, fish with eyes.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be, this is real. Japanese people eat chocolate covered roaches.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, that's a delicacy.
I'm just saying.
But it's the same shit, though.
Yeah, and they take the same shit, though.
All this shit the same. You eating the same shit, really.
Like shrimp is the same.
Shrimp is a bottom feeder. What do you think, what would be the extreme of what you would do if you were stranded on an island? You don't know what the fuck you'd do to survive if you were stranded on an island.
Yeah, I remember
the shit that you say you wouldn't
eat. Yeah, niggas eat a tree.
No, naked and confused.
You might start gnawing on some goddamn wood.
Yeah, yeah, no, I said, nigga, fuck around here.
Once you get hungry enough.
Trying to get too, skin around his eye. I hate you. Have y'all saw that show, Naked and Afraid?
Yeah. Naked and Afraid. Have y'all ever seen that?
No.
They put, like, two people in the middle of, like, I don't know, like a forest or something like that, and they're just naked, and then they give them like they have one piece of whatever. So some people had a thing that can make like wood, I mean make fire, and some people have like, I don't know, like a knife or something, and they really have to go out in the wilderness, find like trees and shit to make like a house. They have to eat shit out, like they have to hunt, eat shit out there. Like some of them people was getting sick, then shit be like gnawing on them, and they really naked. And a lot of people really do crazy good shit. Like,
who the fuck said we be able to go to sleep?
Shut up, man.
Nah, real shit. Why do we go to sleep?
Natural,
your body is just gonna shut down.
Why did the body start shutting down?
Because it needs to regenerate
your energy.
But as a higher, that's why. But why many believe in a higher power that created this?
But why are you dreaming?
I don't know. That's spirit.
That's an internal, mental.
That's kind of metaphysical.
Like,
no,
yeah,
but why
spirit,
do we got to go to sleep at night?
But why the fuck when I dream about somebody, they call me the next day?
Because that's natural, though. That's
spirit you got
going on. Can't live without sunlight.
Real shit.
Can't live without sunlight.
But no, I do. That shit happens to me all the time, too. And I be having deja vu a lot.
Because it's a glitch.
Yeah, this shit a glitch, bro. I think this shit a whole video game, man. Nigga playing us, bro.
Damn, bro. I wasn't supposed to do that too soon. Goddamn.
And then when you die, you be like, goddamn, that's what's going on there.
But you got some people. You got some people that feel like when people kill themselves, right? I never understood that. I tried to understand it. Like, you got some people that be on some shit like they want to see what's next.
Hey, that's a good ass question.
What's that just said?
That's real shit though.
Like,
you got some people, goddamn, that be living in this world feeling like, I'm tired of shit. I want to see what's next.
That's what.
Because don't nobody know what's next.
Listen,
that's what the whole metaverse shit is about, right?
That's what NBA Youngboy just said, though.
What did he say?
They were talking to him about Dolph and Virgil dying recipes. You're like, but that shit might not be a bad thing because you done with the shit that you're doing here, and the next shit could be way better in so many words.
But like, how would you know?
Like, that's like NBA Youngboy said.
Nah, but listen, but even like when that shit's so crazy because we experience life every day and you just. Not here no more?
It's just like before you.
But what are you doing though? We don't know what you're doing. What are we think? What if niggas stressing so bad to stay alive that
you don't know where you're going?
You don't know.
Yeah. Like what?
And then if you die, that's crazy right now. And then what if you die and it'd be like, damn, this shit was lit.
I should have been up here.
Like, god damn. Mama.
That shit is so crazy because all we know is existing. We don't know what it's like.
What about when you die? What if when you die, it's a blessing?
That's what we're
And
talking.
We thinking when you die, it's not.
Yeah, like Baby said in that song, I wish I would have knew about the Mexican because I would have been rich. What? Huh? Nah, you know the song where he was like, he got the...
But
yeah,
all in. Yeah,
yeah. He wished he would have known about his cousin and the Mexican because he would have been rich. Type shit.
Yeah. So like, once you know about that type of shit, you kind of like, damn.
I don't want to see it till my turn, but I'm saying like, I ain't gonna rush you. But
yeah, we're not rushing.
What if a person like when somebody do commit suicide, like, cause I started thinking about this shit when Lil Fire killed himself. So I'm like, what happened? Do God come tell you like, come on? I don't know. Like, what is it? Did you see something? What can possess a person to do that?
To take their own life. Yeah.
They done studies and shit. A lot of times they say people start hearing voices.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But is the voices telling you?
People start hearing voices before they kill themselves.
But like, really? I've also heard like when people are older, I hear voices all the time. When they're older in age and they do, they hear voices too.
They hear different type of voices though. Like,
nigga hearing the wrong nigga.
I don't think you hear voices of like, hey, it's time to wrap this shit up.
Nah, this is crazy though, bro.
Meet me at the crossroads.
But I can't even. It's just like,
what if you? Because guess what? We feel what we believe is called like an old dude. You already been here before,
right?
So if you got them. Somebody can tell you, like, if they read you, if you go get a reading, right, it's a person that been here before that lived your same life. Like, but you just don't know of this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everything already preset and destined. Like, we know our destiny already.
Your destiny is already determined.
We know what path we need to take and do, you know, but humans so flawed that we gonna do deviate. The flaws to deviate off the shit.
Yeah.
And we have to come back and see and get back on, just get back on the path.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing as forgiveness. Like, they say you've been forgave. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we do certain things to keep us on our path, right?
Right.
So if you already been here before, are we really here now?
Man, you had me. Right. You really had me.
Y'all on some conspiracy God. Shit.
I thought you was going to hit us with a bar.
I know. I tried to.
I tried to.
But are we here now?
Yes, we here.
Like, you can get right back and not know.
Listen, hold on. No.
Yes, we here.
When you go to sleep, are you in a different world?
Right, I know what you're saying. Because, like, how will we know? Like,
we here.
Civilization has only existed on Earth for so many years, right? But the Earth old as fuck. How do we know there wasn't a whole nother civilization, advanced civilization that we have now here before we got here? Because at one point, all this shit gonna burn out.
That's what history tells us. History tells us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All this shit, like, is gonna burn out. Like, so everything that we...
If you was here before,
now,
basically what I was trying to say, if you was an old dude and you was here before, you don't remember that, right?
It's part of the
design. We don't remember that. That's what I'm saying.
The design is like a reset. It's just like hitting reset on a video game.
So when you reset now, when you pass away, right? Mm-hmm. If they waiting for everybody to die, then everybody come back? How does shit go? Or do you be reincarnated?
I think it's a cycle. Like everything else. Honestly.
So this not the first
thing. I think when your ass die, your ass come back is whatever you mistreat.
There was a big fax in another lifetime.
You know what I'm
saying? Say that again.
I said, I feel like when you pass away, you come back and live the life of whatever you mistreated.
God damn. So what about all the people that like stuff on roaches and shit?
That'll be
roach. Yeah, probably came back as a roach.
That means I'm going to be a dog.
A little ass dog too.
A little punk ass dog. Yeah, a little punk ass dog.
You're gonna be the Pomeranian of an IG model.
Because we was bad to humans. We were humans because we was bad to humans.
We were.
No, I ain't saying like. I'm gonna say like being a dog. I'm saying like a person. Like your personality come back as the person that you disliked, makes baby. You get what I'm saying? What if that shit switch up like that? Like, what if you black because
you was a racist
ass white lady?
Damn, that's crazy.
Now you gotta live and see how I feel to be black.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's something.
What if Kodak? Yeah, I got you.
What if Kodak what?
What if you was a skinny ass white man and now you a black man?
That's Kodak was a skinny nigga that used to John on fat niggas.
And the extra meat was his punishment?
Yes. So now you gotta figure out how to live as this person. Like, that's the whole game.
That's life is fucking nuts.
So you said light skin nigga that hated black niggas. So
yeah,
black ass nigga.
Yeah, I probably joined a little black ass nigga forever. Light skin ass nigga. Now I gotta come back black in here and go through the same shit because I got joined as a young nigga, black ass nigga. Still to this day, on the roads they joined the hell out of me. But at the end of the day, it's like you gotta learn how to conquer that. To me,
yeah.
What you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's way to look at it, but I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's it either, but I'm just saying, what if?
That could be the
y'all on some what if shit? What happened? Who knew?
That's
the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
It ain't even theory. I just made that up right now. So, shit. Okay. I leave out this bitch.
That's what our theories is. They make
who said theory. Put on hats and they look nice? Like, how do we know?
Who even made a hat?
Like, how do we know what style hat? Look like? Like when niggas look at other styles, like how and when the four have skirts.
Created, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but how we know that that's supposed to look good? Because I thought I was afraid with them big ass shorts on back in the day. When I look at it now, like, what the fuck?
But that's evolution.
That's evolution.
Yeah,
that's what
at that particular time,
you were it then.
You were mean.
It was.
You were clean.
Back then it was. Yes. You had a in 2000, what, two, you had a 5X white tee, a black tee, you was that nigga.
Yeah.
That's all you needed.
You were getting money.
Yeah, the long ass chains.
Looking at that shit, chain. Now that shit look booty here.
Yeah.
So I'm 10 years from now. How? What you think?
When that shit comes back, when that shit comes back around,
awkward as fuck.
It's gonna come back.
It's gonna come back.
No, I'm saying 10 years from now, what y'all think gonna be? We gonna look back and be like,
skinny. You know what? Some people is more consistent.
Not skinny. Skinny gonna be free.
You put up the throw it up video. I'm like, this nigga don't look too much different than from the throw it up video.
Who that?
The alley video when you put it up. You pretty much on the same shit from what was 10 years ago. That might have been more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was 2008.
Yeah, 2008.
But the people that was a little more stylish and like on that futuristic shit and all that, we were looking at them old pictures like, man, them niggas look kind of silly.
Nah, but it was things that we were doing. Even the video, we had all them guns in the video. Yeah. I ain't gonna be in no video with no nigga with a whole bunch of guns.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Evolution. That's
what so I what said. I'm saying, like, what, like right now, we look back 10 years from now, what you think we're gonna be like? Man, some bullshit.
Rich as fucking don't give a fuck.
No, I'm saying even if we do, like if we see a picture of yourself.
Oh, I still
get what I'm saying.
No, I still see pictures. I still see pictures of my old self. I'm like, man, I don't know.
Ooh,
like, when it was like,
I don't know about
like,
that. About
y'all ain't get what I'm saying.
No,
what I'm
saying. Saying.
No, yeah, like, actually, what it like? If you look at a picture of yourself 10 years from now in the future, what you think you gonna point out like? To yourself, be like, damn, why the hell I do? Like, I could look at them country ass glasses I got on. Or if I took my teeth out, why the hell I had them damn goals in or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it was Big Facts, what you think would, like, I can look at our first interview on Big Facts and see some shit that I'll be like, damn, we were doing that?
That's true.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Even the shit that we had, even when we didn't have the shit on the wall, that shit looked different.
But a lot of shit is natural. Like, when we say, who the fuck, why the fuck, like, why do we do certain things? Mm-hmm. I think that shit is natural. But these agendas and how we move and what is and what ain't is all created. Say, for instance.
Nah, for sure.
Darker is uglier. Lighter is prettier. Who created that? That's an agenda. You know what I'm saying? It can all be beautiful, but darker is not necessarily, it's not uglier.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So those are agendas that's created by people.
Yeah, I guess the shit that I'm asking shit that we'll never know. We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never. Yeah.
How the fuck we know why we can't see out our nose instead of our eyes? Right.
Oh yeah, we won't know.
Yeah.
Like real nigga shit.
We will never know that.
Like this shit is really a miracle.
Yeah.
Like how the fuck you put ears on both sides of your head so you can hear from both directions? Like
why you don't creation. Got eyes in the back of your head?
Yeah, why you ain't got eyes in the back of your head
perfect,
too?
Perfect creation. It's a creation.
It's a little thing called symmetry.
Yeah, symmetry, and it's what I'm saying is
well, some people ain't it's symmetrical.
For sure. I just want to like, who said the hair is supposed to be fixed?
That's natural though.
You
man.
Niggas and
natural who? I'm saying who said it though?
Men used to not cut their hair, so everybody had long hair down to their knees. Men till they start cutting their hair and their beard. Somebody came along and started cutting men's hair and said, "Oh, we should cut men's hair and women shouldn't cut their hair." Then they get all different and women start cutting their hair and men start growing their hair. Like, that's just natural shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just going to happen. That's just, again.
Who said?
Sit back
who said think. Walk on your feet and not your hand?
Shut
shit,
up.
You can try
who
to
said
work.
Women have to have babies and men
don't?
Hey, man.
Hey.
That's who said women have to have periods and men don't have to have periods?
I know the story about women, why women
who
got periods.
Said,
tell
was
us.
Cursed. Women story? Was cursed.
Was cursed.
Well, how was we cursed?
Because she followed one of the women followed
she ate
a dude.
The apple.
She followed the dude in the woods, and she seen some shit that she didn't supposed to see, so she got cursed by the witches. That's the truth.
Oh yeah. You're right.
And that's what gave us periods.
Yeah, we're gonna make you.
Some
gonna,
women say
every month we're gonna make you hurt and you're gonna bleed.
Yeah.
Some women always say that shit. I feel like I'm
so
cursed.
If she didn't follow them, like okay, how
she seen some shit that she didn't supposed to see. So instead of taking an
she
eye,
had
they
no
just cursed,
following niggas
cursed
in the first
women.
Place.
But that's some old shit, y'all.
But then that's crazy. She had no business following niggas, but then they want us to get married.
But y'all not, it's some shit y'all not gonna understand.
Eve
y'all not gonna
shit.
Understand.
Type shit, but yeah, it's some old shit. This shit deep, but
yeah.
I be asking all these questions to everybody, like, who the fuck said we had eyebrows? Why we got eyebrows? What eyebrows for?
Why you got eyebrows?
Why?
You got eyelashes to keep debris out of your eyeballs.
Shit out your eye.
I don't know about the eyebrows.
Be getting in your eye though.
A lot of this shit is natural. That's all I'm saying. It's naturally what you would do if you just live naturally.
But the thing about this shit is too, if you don't have one of the onion, throw your whole shit out. Cause you lose one of your toes, you don't know how bad that shit gonna fuck your walk up.
Yeah,
lose one of your fingers, either one of them that you might think you don't need, that shit gonna throw your whole shit out.
Yeah, that's true. But some people be mastering certain shit. Like, it's some smart-ass, well-living-ass, right. deaf people, blind people. Oh, all for that sure. Shit.
Who said that curves on the body are sexy?
That's again. Y'all that's kind of like that agenda.
Dr. Miami.
That agenda shit.
Man.
Somebody created that and said that that's what it's supposed to be.
Nah, hold on now, because I don't know. Because I've always liked curves. I couldn't see myself liking no thin frame.
But in the 80s, that was it. Till Baby Got Back came.
Yeah, I've always liked titties and ass.
Yeah, a lot of shit is just natural. It just happens naturally. You just do natural shit.
But also, like, so curves have always been in style for the black community. But in the white community, that shit is new. So what made them only like the thinner bodies and us like... Like I said, ass and I think titties.
It's this evolution. Like now, white folks love that shit.
Yeah, because niggas is popular.
Yeah, but we used to wear baggy ass clothes. I'm talking about baggy as fuck. We
definitely did.
And then we woke up, seeing like one day, and everybody's wearing tight ass clothes.
I remember buying the 5 for $20 white tees from Foot Locker like with the big ass stick on it.
Shit just evolves. Motherfuckers wore Jerry curls.
I had Jerry curls. Like,
no, you never had no
you had a jerry.
I'm bringing a picture.
You had a jerry curl.
I had jerry curl with a party.
My granny had one.
Yeah, we all had jerry curl. My grandma used to be a hairdresser.
Dripping too.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do the jerry curl.
Finger waves. I had all that shit.
I had the rat.
You had finger waves?
Everything that the older niggas had, the preps, whatever they had that were turned up.
Yeah.
Mom, do that.
I had a long ass rat tail, though.
Hell no.
Oh, hell no. It's just young and...
Hell no, y'all old out here.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, I see my uncle, because she doing my uncle Ernie, them niggas be having them curl, them niggas be fly hell and novas and shit. Bing, with a curl. I need a curl.
You had long hair?
Yeah, I had a Jerry curl after. I'm going to bring the picture. Me, my sister, we got a whole picture got down like the people from Coming to America. Me, my sister, and both of my brothers. Jerry curl crew.
I'm fucking screaming.
People used to wear Jerry curls. It's evolution. And in some weird kind of way, in our lifetime, we might see, I won't say Jerry curls, but curls come back. Because all the shit from when we was younger seemed to be coming back.
Yeah, they doing that kid and play, that head. They're
definitely doing
up.
Them parts in the head and all that shit. Like, shit is
and then they starting to have them little twigs on their head now. Like the dude starting to wear the little twigs at the top of their head.
Everything is 360. It come back around. You know what I mean?
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I feel like we just living in this shit. We don't know, bro. I want to know.
You don't want to know. I think the closest thing to explain it is going to sound crazy is The Matrix.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's crazy. I was thinking about The Matrix. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No movie come out in
December. What about Inception?
That's dreams and shit. The Matrix, plug in, plug out.
Like, do you want to continue with the safe shit that you know, or do you want to go outside and figure out what this shit really hitting on?
That's a real question. Like, right now, if we could know, would we want to know?
That is a great question. Because honestly,
you try to come back and be regular around everybody else that don't know.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't want to know. If knowing would change your life forever, you don't know how it's going to change your life. Would you just keep your day-to-day, your loved ones, you could be with your loved ones, or would you know?
What's the risk?
They don't risk. It's a choice.
I'm saying, what would be the risk?
The risk is if you know, you might not be able to see none of us no more. Now you know.
That's the same thing as killing yourself.
That's the Matrix.
That's the same thing as killing yourself.
Because you don't know. I honestly don't want to know, because not only are you not going to be able to see anybody anymore, but like even if you could, you're not going to have the same level of comfort in life.
They're not
gonna, like, imagine
if you know something that everybody else don't know, bro, that shit going to run you crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, imagine, like,
you crazy.
You know, they say, like,
but can I know and take some folk with me and goddamn, we all know?
You got to convince them.
It's a pill, red pill, blue pill.
That's like, you know,
red pill, you can live here and do how you've been doing and live out your life and you'll become.
You'll be happy. You'll be what you're supposed to be.
Take this blue pill, we're going to let you know what the fuck going on.
I'm good with being banked, though.
But look, imagine, you know, they said we've only discovered we've only discovered like 95% of the ocean, right? Well, we only discovered 5% of the ocean. Imagine if a nigga said, hey, bro, I'll let you know what's in that other 95% of the ocean, and you might not like it.
You said what? Did we discover 5%?
We only know what's in 5% of the ocean. 95% of the ocean is undiscovered.
It's undiscovered.
What you mean?
We don't know what's an ocean. So everything.
So they be just riding on the shit. What about when you in them boats?
That's
and
the
shit?
Top of
they could. Yeah, deep. It's like it goes down. The ocean goes deeper than the highest mountain on Earth.
For real?
Yeah, the ocean is deep as fuck. So if a nigga,
they be showing themselves walking on the bottom. They don't be on the real bottom.
No, it's not. It's not the real bottom. It's like the bottom of like the shelf, like right by the beach.
Yeah,
but like,
you probably couldn't even breathe going to the bottom.
The pressure at the bottom of the ocean will crush you, like literally crush your body.
It'll make.
Oh, so they ain't even made nothing to go down there.
Nothing can go down there.
Nothing we know of.
Because if you see,
but they had a fish that came up from down there.
So that's like, the anchor fish.
So that's like how they going up.
Yeah. You can explode going up too. Your insides will explode.
If you go up,
I'm saying, like, how they going up and then went up there and discovered.
Yeah,
it's
they know
it's
more about. They know more about.
They ain't went down there and checked to see what's really down there.
They can't survive.
You can
they
send.
Trying.
You can send
they'll
a submarine
for sure. But
you send
survive.
A submarine down there. The pressure from the water will crush the submarine.
So it could be life up under there.
It could be a big ass fucking monster down there that would eat everything up here. We don't know.
Definitely some life up under there.
We don't know what type of life, and I don't want to know what type of life.
Yeah, I don't want to know about shit like that. Yeah. I want to know. I just want to know what's going on.
Of course,
what's going on? I see what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
But then, what if
there's a chance that if Rick and Morty, you'd be like, man, I don't want to know, because we deal with that in our everyday life. You don't never.
They say if you can have what they say if you can have one superpower like read minds. What else? Read minds.
Super strength. Fly.
Disappear. Fly.
I'm disappearing now.
Name one more.
Manipulation.
Be invisible.
Manipulation. Mind manipulation.
Yeah, be invisible. Read minds. Or what else? One more, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Super.
I used to say I would want to read minds, but I got off that shit.
That's invisible.
If you could read minds, you'd probably have a lot less friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even want to know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Teleportation.
What is teleportation. Yeah. Okay. Teleportation, read minds. Or invisible.
Mm-hmm.
What you choose?
Invisible, because invisible is almost like read minds.
Read mind.
Yeah, because if you're invisible,
what would you do? I don't think I want to read mine.
Me neither.
I don't want to know.
What you gonna do, Jay? If you're invisible, you can.
Shantae said read mine. What would you do, Jay?
You said teleport or be invisible. I teleport.
I don't want to read mine.
She said she just want to teleport. Be it. What would you do?
I don't want to read minds. I want to like influence people's minds.
Out of them three, nigga, what would you do?
Oh shit, teleport.
Teleport. What would you do, Sha?
I'm gonna be invisible.
Invisible. What would you do?
I'm teleport.
Teleport. What would
invisible.
You do?
Invisible.
Yeah. Me too. Invisible.
Yeah.
All right. Why would you want to read mine, sweetheart?
Because I want to know what someone thinking.
Just imagine. Okay.
No, I'm saying like you understand what I'm saying. I'm saying what would you get from reading people's mind by knowing what they think?
This is a sick. This is a sick motherfucker.
I don't want to do that.
Knowing how to handle them. Knowing how to be towards them.
Yeah, what are they not thinking? That you just read.
Everybody thinking something.
What if you think they think some bullshit, but they not.
They thinking never good shit.
And then your closest friends thinking some bullshit.
That's cool. That's fine. I want to know what my closest friend thinking.
But what if you, when you walk in a room, you can now hear everybody. Like, just imagine walking in the room and you can hear everybody.
I think
coming to me at one time.
I think you'd want
to
be able
she
to
said
focus.
She said she want to know when somebody basically lying or when they telling the truth, if you love me for real. She want to be able to read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She want to know. Basically, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
You're saying, basically, I want to know everybody's intention. Okay. Jay, what you say you want to do?
Just I want to teleport.
Teleport. For what reason?
So that I can go back in time, primarily to see, like, loved ones and shit that were close to me that I've lost. And so that I could, I don't want to say change anything that's happened in my life, but like minor shit, like fucking fix my credit and like not fuck up my credit, like, and make the mistakes that I did and shit like that. But
you use that teleport in the
context. To make yourself perfect.
Perfect.
Basically.
Perfect. Damn near perfect.
To make your life perfect.
Perfect.
You want to teleport to fix your life.
I wouldn't want to be perfect, but to see my loved ones that I don't get to see anymore, that are dead, and fucking to relive those memories. I don't want to say change anything, but I would go back just to relive a few moments.
Yeah.
Teleporting. I thought teleporting was time travel. I thought teleporting was if you
want to. But it is time traveling because you can. Yeah. Time is linear. Everything is really happening at the same time.
Oh, so that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah, I said teleport, but I was thinking about places. Cause shit, gas high as fuck. If I can get from my house to here,
no. All
right, come on, Sha.
No, okay.
Sha, what you gonna do, Sha?
Bro, I'm mad every time.
Didn't I tell y'all to take his mic? The last episode,
turn your car. The fuck? This said gas expensive.
He said he want to teleport because of gas. What about you, Sha Jeez?
I'm over here. I want to be invisible.
Like, me too. Why you want to be invisible?
I want to be in rooms where people don't know I'm in. I want to
hear how they talk about
it. But see, that's gonna be stressful. No. That's gonna be like just like reading a nigga's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, almost.
I mean, but it comes with more than that, though. You can do more than just reading a nigga's mind.
I can go hit a bank. You don't know I went up in that thing.
I can do all type of shit.
But if you're invisible, how are you gonna use the money?
What you mean? Because you can be invisible. You can be back yourself.
You're not invisible.
See, y'all ain't saying all that.
Stay invisible?
Y'all ain't
you got a superpower.
Y'all need to clarify what the fuck y'all been talking about,
bro. We gonna be spirits.
How the fuck everybody else understood that? You a fucking retard.
Nah, we can choose if we gonna turn into.
She said she wanna read minds when she wanna read minds. When I wanna be invisible, I wanna be invisible. When you wanna teleport, you wanna go goddamn fix your credit.
No.
When he wanna teleport, because he don't wanna drive. She wanna be invisible. And why you wanna be invisible? Cam,
you said Cam said teleport too.
Then she wanna be invisible.
Yeah.
She wanna be what everybody else wants. That's why she voted for goddamn Biden.
We could be a lot in teleporting. Look, yeah. We could teleport in the bank and we could do all that shit too.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm saying we teleport.
Yes.
Shit,
fuck y'all.
I could be invisible.
But when you teleport your ass out of the bank, we can see you.
Yeah, we can see you once you get in that bank.
Well, shit.
But y'all won't be able to catch me when I teleport my ass back up out of there.
I'm teleporting. Okay.
Right. Screen said you want to be invisible. Why?
Same shit, but I'll probably be on some bullshit though. Robin Banks.
That's what I'm saying. Me screaming.
I'll probably be a villain.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That wasn't my reason.
But if you did
want
to know what people think about you, I wouldn't use my superpower on reading the mind because you could just be invisible and sit in the room.
I say invisible.
They bump into you by accident. But what the fuck?
I say invisible because you could do all that shit with y'all saying in one.
Yeah.
That's what
you can stand around a nigga reading mind.
Yeah.
You can goddamn walk on a nigga jet invisibly.
You can.
And fly wherever you want to go.
Right.
Yep. You can get there. Yep. Right, if you had to lose one of your senses, what would you choose? Your eyes, talk, or ears?
Does nose count?
If you had to what?
Nah, if you had to lose your eyesight, eyes, your hearing, or your speech, which one would you choose? Like, if you had to choose one.
That's a hard one. Ooh. I thought you said nose at first.
Nah, because nose.
Everybody gonna senses. Say no.
You said five senses.
Oh, yeah, you can't smell, too. You can't smell.
You can't touch or smell.
Touch or smell. Here.
Damn, but see, the only thing about not being able to smell that's gonna be fucked up is if you can't smell, you're not gonna be able to taste either. Man, but shit.
Shit, I wouldn't.
Yeah, fuck that. I just won't taste.
Yeah.
I won't smell. Yeah. I won't smell then. Yeah.
Fuck over touch?
Huh?
You do that over touch?
I want to feel my baby. Shit, I got to feel her. I got, because if you can't touch, that means if you can't touch and feel nothing, then you can't feel nothing or nothing.
Yeah. Even when you fuck her, anything. Like, you can't feel shit. Do that.
You know.
I don't want to do that.
Nah, yeah, you can't pick shit. Nah, I
got to
feel.
But that shit.
Hearing.
I
got to
hear.
Oh, I got to hear music.
Got to say.
Fuck imagine. Music. I need to hear what's going on.
That too, but I'm, yeah.
Everybody gonna say, goddamn. Nigga ain't gonna be around to be smelling that.
ain't gonna be
tasting shit. COVID got niggas' noses fucked up anyway, man. Shit might.
If you could goddamn have all the money in the world or never have sex again, which one you gonna do?
I ain't gonna hold you.
What is all the money in the world if I can't fuck?
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Me
that's,
neither.
That's
but you can jack off.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Give me the money. Give me the money.
Send the wire. What counts? What counts as sex?
Sex is like interacting with another person.
Oh, okay.
So that means if I accept the money on that behalf, that means I'm gonna have to go my whole life and not be able to feel it.
No, but you can get your dildos and jack off and do all that shit.
That ain't it.
Oh man.
You can't have sex with a man? Oh, yeah, I'm in. Give me my money.
Masturbate.
Give my money.
What the fuck am I have sex with? A horse?
In the presence.
Masturbate.
Give me my money.
That shit.
You said all the money?
I want the money.
What you want? Yeah.
Figure it out.
Give me the money.
Yeah, give me the money, bro. I'll get real creative. Yeah. Stand right there.
I got a rose. Let's have phone sex or something. Just give me the money.
Give me the money, too.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't give a damn about all that. Give me the money, cuz. Nigga, I can find some more enjoyment with that money.
Right.
Yeah. Feel, and that shit, a nut ain't nothing but a nut when you think about it.
Oh, God. You get that nut out, you be straight. Yeah, give me the money.
All the money in the world.
You said all the way?
No shoes or no shirt for the rest of your life if you had to choose one.
No shirt. Easy.
Shit.
Easy.
No shirt. Titties are out.
No shirt.
No shirt. You can still wear a coat if it's cold. You can wear a jacket and shit.
Yeah, you just can't wear a shirt.
See, y'all coming, y'all.
No, you
can cover yourself.
I made my answers.
You just can't wear a shirt.
You gotta be well informed.
Nah, fuck the shirt. No shirt or no socks.
Nigga, no socks.
You can wear shoes.
Yeah, no socks.
With no socks, but you can wear a coat with the shirt on.
Yeah,
no socks, bank.
No socks.
I can go without socks.
Niggas don't wear socks now. Yeah. That's what Shy told me, at least.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Who the fuck? How the fuck? When the fuck? Big Facts Friday, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.